A new report published in the prestigious peer-reviewed journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, USA, documents a likely future increase in mass mortality events, that is, the death in a short period of large numbers of a species, sometimes in the millions, and on occasion, wiping out an entire local population. The study presents an analysis of 727 published mass mortality events from across the globe, affecting more than 2,400 animal populations. Researchers found the magnitude of these events has been intensifying for birds, fish, and marine invertebrates, unchanged for mammals, and decreasing for reptiles and amphibians. The overall number of mortality events has increased by one per year over the past 70 years, and are associated with a rise in starvation, disease, biotoxicity, and other events triggered by multiple factors. It's unclear what role, if any, climate change has played in this increase. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Samuel Fay, a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale University, and a co-author of the report, along with researchers from the University of San Diego and UC Berkeley. Here, Fay describes what prompted his team to research the issue of mass mortality and the impact of these events on the local ecology.
We talked about kind of how kind of surprising they are and how kind of morbidly fascinating some of these events can be. But then, you know, as the discussion moved on, we started to talk a little bit about how often these events are seemingly blips on our radar and that they attract a large amount of coverage, but then in general aren't put into any greater context in the media. And so we looked to see if there was any synthesis across different animal mass mortality events that began to look at some of the changes in occurrence, causes, and magnitudes of these events through time. And we were really surprised when we learned that there hadn't been any effort like this. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to try to shed some light on a process that attracts a lot of attention but is rarely put into any greater context.
Can you give me one example? I think there was one where it was a huge die-off of starfish.
Yeah, so this didn't make it into our database because we stopped reporting on events in 2012, I believe. But yeah, there's an ongoing sea star mortality event that has been occurring on the west coast of North America where millions of starfish have died. And it does beg the question of, you know, what are the ecological consequences of this type of event? I mean, certainly that amount of dead biomass could certainly be used as a resource by any organism that's able to take advantage of that. And it also has the potential to just disrupt entire food webs in terms of how those organisms interact with their predators and their prey.
In the article I read about it, it said that there was an increase in mass mortality events among birds, fish, and invertebrates, a decrease in mass mortality events among reptiles and amphibians, and among mammals it stayed the same. Mm-hmm. I don't think your study reached any conclusions, but do you have any thoughts on that?
For the magnitudes or the number of individuals that died during any of these reported events, we saw that there was increases for birds, fishes, and marine invertebrates, that there hadn't been any change in the magnitude through time for mammals, and that there had been decreases through time for reptiles and amphibians. And at first glance, you might think that, you know, as magnitudes are increasing, that might be kind of an alarm in the sense that, you know, are these bigger die-offs caused by more severe perturbations to natural systems? And so, you know, that certainly may be true. But the alternative take on this is that perhaps the smaller sizes of reptile and amphibian die-offs that have occurred through time might be just due to the fact that there are smaller extant population sizes for these taxa. There are many more threatened species of amphibians and reptiles than there are for these other groups, which suggests the possibility that perhaps, you know, having small population sizes in nature precludes the occurrence of any really large event.
So some of the reasons that were given for different events, one was starvation, one was disease, one was biotoxicity, and then there was a combination of multiple stressors that acted together. How much do you see connections with climate change resulting in any of these die-offs? Is that something you're looking at? Is that something you know is a factor?
So it's really difficult to take any of the causes that we show in our study and connect them directly to something like climate change. However, it is interesting to look at the trends and the causes underlying these events. For instance, one of the causes in our database is thermal stress. And over the course of this 70-year period of time, we did see a decrease in the number of events caused by cold thermal stress. And so it's interesting that this is in keeping with patterns that we've seen in recent climate change related to decreases in the severity of winter. So, you know, at this point, it just shows that there is perhaps an association, but by no means does it implicate climate change directly in patterns of these events.
Your paper mentions that it's not totally clear if there's really been an increase of one mass mortality event every year for the past 70 years, or if they're just being reported more than before.
This is, as one researcher put it, is the problem of deciding whether something is an epidemic versus an epidemic of awareness. And so we have recorded that there has been an increase in the number of mass mortality events reported through time, but whether this is a real or perceived increase is, you know, somewhat equivocal at this point. What we did in this study is we do know that there has been an increase in the total scientific output over the same period of time in the study, this past 70 years. And so we tried to use the increases in scientific productivity to try to correct for the increases of these events that have been reported through time. And what that analysis showed is that, you know, this increase in scientific productivity, now that there's more scientists on the planet, there's more peer-reviewed scientific journals out there, that correcting that accounts for some but not all of the increase in reported mass mortality events through time.
That was Samuel Fay, a postdoctoral fellow in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at Yale University and a co-author of a recently published paper about mass mortality events around the world. Find links to the study and related articles by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.